Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Welcome to Suluau. I'm Charlotte Farrell, the host. Suluau is where we speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Today we're going on a non-linear musical journey revealing the presence of Black poets in North America from the 1940s through current times. We're going to first hear about Gwendolyn Brooks, who won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry on May 1st of 1950. She was the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize. As you'll hear, this wasn't her favorite poem, but that of her fans. We're going to hear The Pool Players.
I guess I'd better offer you We Real Cool. Most young people know me only by that poem. I don't mean that I dislike it, but I would prefer it if the textbook compilers and the anthologists would assume that I've written a few other poems. I wrote it because I was passing by a pool hall in my community one afternoon during school time, and I saw therein a little bunch of boys, I say here in this poem, seven, and they were shooting pool. But instead of asking myself, why aren't they in school, I asked myself, I wonder how they feel about themselves. And just perhaps they might have considered themselves contemptuous of the establishment, or at least they wanted to feel that they were contemptuous of the establishment, might want to thumb their noses at the establishment. And I represented the establishment with the month of June, which is a nice, gentle, non-controversial, enjoyable, pleasant, fragrant month that everybody loves. This poem has been banned here and there because of the word jazz, which some people have considered a sexual reference. That was not my intention, though I have no objection if it helps anybody. But I was thinking of music. The Pool Players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk late, we strike straight, we sing sin, we thin gin, we jazz June, we die soon. I'm going to read you three more poems.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, we're particularly exploring the ways Black poets use music in anchoring their messages or feelings. In her Pulitzer Prize-winning poem, Annie, Ms. Gwendolyn Brooks didn't use music, but her voice tugged heartstrings. Her shortest quote was, "Writing is a delicious agony." With our table set for another serving, we are going to church. We're going to church where we're going to hear a fertilized feel of incorporating some African call and response stylings. And the group that we're going to hear is Sweet Honey in the Rock. They use their stylings in their powerful civil rights activity work and in playing, patronizing, supporting neighborhood activities. Sweet Honey in the Rock was founded in 1973 by Bernice Johnson Reagan. Their a cappella music and intonations incorporate spiritual, blues, jazz, and gospel elements. How does this song make you feel? Let's hear Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around.
Ain't gonna let nobody keep on walking.
Don't let anybody turn you around when they only acknowledge European poets as being noteworthy. I used to feign illness to stay home from school when my 7th or 8th grade teachers announced we were going to be studying poetry over the next couple of weeks and that the poems were all European. Beowulf, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Chaucer, all of whom were great, but there was not a single poem by one of the legendary authors. There was some little poem that was in broken English, and it was kind of insulting because it was in a segregated Black community where the school curriculum for Kansas City said that specifically the things in their directory were supposed to be used. And so it gave the impression that in the 40s, which was way before we were born, that there were no Black poets. So I am going to help anyone else who grew up with that mistake by the things we're sharing today. Some of the other poets who punctuated their passion using or affiliating with musicians or other vocalists include Maya Angelou. Dr. Maya Angelou's Still I Rise gave rise to many arrangements and many choirs presenting their masterpiece. They presented Still I Rise, where there were concerts, they had the youth choir. It was an educational as well as an elevating thing. We're going to hear Still I Rise.
You may write me down in history.
You may write me down in history.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
You may trod me.
You may trod me.
In the very dirt.
In the very dirt.
But still like dust.
But still like dust. I'll rise.
I'll rise.
Does my fashion upset you? Why are you beset with gloom?
Why are you beset with gloom? And like suns,
with a certainty,
with a certainty
of time,
just like hope,
just like hope,
springing high. Did you want to see me broken?
Did you want to see me broken?
Bow
here.
And lowered eyes,
shoulders falling down like teardrops, waking by my soulful
cry. By my soulful cry.
Does my heart take this or fail you? Don't you take it awful hard?
Don't take it awful hard.
Cause I like I've got gold mines digging in my leg.
You may shoot me with your words.
You may shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
You may cut me with your eyes.
You may kill me with your hatefulness.
You kill me with hatefulness.
But still, like life, I'll rise.
Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise? That I think like I've got diamonds and the beating of my mind.
I rise.
Out of the huts of history's shame.
I rise.
From a past that's rooted in pain.
That my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave.
Still I rise.
I rise.
I rise.
I rise.
Just like moons.
I rise.
My legs.
I rise.
Still I rise.
I rise.
I rise.
I rise.
Don't try to keep me down.
Dr. Maya Angelou inspired and influenced people to write as a university instructor, as a speaker, and as a journalist. As a journalist for about 3 years, she was part of a tight-knit expatriate community in Ghana, where she was honored with a postal stamp. When she moved back to the U.S., where she worked through TV shows, interviews, mentorships, she helped people understand being transnational, what that meant as a transnational citizen, and moving beyond negative views of Black solidarity with Africa. Men, women, and children across the world have been involved in programs presenting her work. Many have created realities of Still I Rise. Some have dressed for other poems. Several public schools now include Maya Angelou's work, as well as that of Harlem Renaissance poets like Connie Cullen, into course syllabi and essay options. Speaking of the Harlem Renaissance, this group of poets were largely drawn to the heyday of Harlem as a cultural center in the 1940s through 50s. Among them were Langston Hughes, County Cullen, and Zora Neale Hurston, who at one time published a magazine together, and that magazine featured poetry and stories, event notices, and some events. They sponsored some events. Zora Neale Hurston was known more for her novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God, which was produced as a movie as well. As a writer, magazine journalist, and speaker, her work is a significant contribution to American literature. Okay, hang on to your seat as this adventure continues. I'm Charlotte Sister C. Farrell, host of the Suluau Show. That is S-U-L-U-A-U. My guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. It's at cjsf.ca, where we gratefully acknowledge that our work takes place on the unceded ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, we're going to drop in on the Harlem Renaissance, where first you will have a legendary blues poem by Conti Callan, What is Africa to Me? And then, do you feel, when you're listening to this, I'm asking you to see if you feel the flow of many instruments throughout his voice, even though this is a selection recorded without music and read by Harry Jones.
My name is Harry Jones, writer and curator of the African American Civil War Museum. Heritage by Conte Cullen. What is Africa to me? Copper sun, a scarlet sea? Jungle star, jungle track, strong bronze men or regal black. Women from whose loins I sprang when the birds of Eden sang. 1-3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved. Spicy groove, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me? So I lie who all day long want no sound except the song, sung by wild barbaric birds, goading massive jungle herds, juggernauts of flesh that pass, trampling tall defiant grass, where young forest lovers lie, plighting troth beneath the sky. So I lie, who always hear, though I cram against my ear, both my thumbs and leave them there, great drums throbbing through the air. So I lie, whose font of pride, dear distress and joy allied, is my somber flesh and skin, with the dark blood dammed within, like great pulsing tides of wine, that I fear must burst the fine channels of the chafing net, where they surge and foam and fret. Africa, a book one thumbs, listlessly till morning comes. Unremembered are her bats, circling through the night, her cats, stalking gentle flesh that feeds, crouching in the river reeds, by the river brink no more, does the bugle throated roar, cry that monarch claws have leapt from the scabbards where they slept, silver snakes that once a year doff the lovely coats you wear. Seek no covert in your fear, lest a mortal eye should see, what's your nakedness to me? Here no leprous flowers rear, fierce corollas in the air, here no body sleek and wet, dripping mingling wane and sweat, tread the savage measures of jungle boys and girls in love. What is last year's snow to me? Last year's anything, the tree, budding yearly, must forget how its past arose or set, bough and blossom, flowered fruit, even what shy bird with mute
wonder at her travail there, meekly labored in its hair. 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy grove, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me? So I lie, who find no peace, night or day, no slight release, from the unremittent beat made by cruel padded feet, walking through my body's street, up and down they go and back, treading out a jungle track. So I lie, who never quite safely sleep from rain at night. I can never rest at all when the rain begins to fall. Like a soul gone mad with pain, I must match its weird refrain. Ever must I twist and squirm, reefing like a baited worm, while its primal measures drip through my body, crying, strip! Doff this new exuberance, come and dance the lover's dance. In an old remembered way, rain works on me night and day. Quaint outlandish heathen gods, black men fashioned out of rods, clay and brittle bits of stone in a likeness like their own. My conversion came high priced. I belong to Jesus Christ, preacher of humility. Heathen gods are not to me. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so I make an idle boast. Jesus of the twice-turned cheek, Lamb of God, although I speak with my mouth thus, in my heart do I play a double part. Ever at thy glowing altar must my heart grow sick and falter, wishing he I served were black, thinking then it would not lack precedent of pain to guide it. Let who would or might deride it, surely then this flesh would know yours had borne a kindred woe. Lord, I fashion dark gods too, daring even to give you dark despairing features where, crowned with dark rebellious hair, patience wavers just so much as mortal grief compels, while torches quick and hot of anger rise to smitten cheek and weary eyes. Lord, forgive me if my need sometimes shapes a human creed. All day long and all night through, one thing only must I do. Quench my pride and cool my blood, lest I perish in the flood, lest a hidden ember set timber that I thought was wet, burning like the driest facts, melting like the merest wax, lest the grave restore its dead, not yet has my heart or head in the least way realized. They and I are civilized.
What indeed is Africa to me, to you, as we journey through this adventure of listening to the ways that Black poets have incorporated music that punctuates their poetry, their words, their emotions? Dr. Sonia Sanchez, born Wilsonia Benita Driver, that was her name. She was a U.S. poet, writer, and professor during the 1930s. She wrote over a dozen books of poetry, along with essays, short stories, plays, and children's books. She is considered a major contributor to the Black arts movement and to Black studies programs across the country. Dr. Sanchez has lectured at more than 500 universities and colleges in the U.S. and globally. She's read her work in Canada, several African countries, Cuba, the Caribbean, and more. We are going to be hearing from Deaf Poetry, Sonia Sanchez, and it's going to be her poem. It's a little heavy, but this poem is very significant in some things that are happening in the world today. Poem for Some Women.
To be there to kiss you as you want to be kissed when you need to be kissed, where I want to kiss you, 'cause it's my house and I plan to live in it. I really need to hug you when I want to hug you as you like to hug me. Does this sound like a silly poem? It's my house, and I want to fry pork chops and bake sweet potatoes and call them yams. and carpet stores gathering patches so I could make a quilt. Does this really sound like a silly poem? I mean, I want to keep you warm. And my windows might be dirty, but it's my house. And if I can't see out sometimes, they can't see in either. English isn't a good language to express emotion through. Mostly, I imagine, because people try to speak English instead of trying to speak through it. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly poem. I'm saying it's my house, and I'll make fudge and call it love, and touch my lips to the chocolate warmth, and smile at old men and call that revolution. 'Cause what's real is really real. And I still like men in tight pants, 'cause everybody has something to give. And more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy. So this is your poem. Needs something to take, and this is my house, and you make me happy, so this is your poem.
Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Can I resist? Can I resist? For Langston, for our children, for humankind, for humankind. For Langston, for our children, for our children. For Langston, for humankind.
Jolting, huh? Topical. Today, totally topical. And now, we're going to go again to one of the Harlem Renaissance poems. This poem is called I've Known Rivers.
His own introduction.